With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting. On Sunday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 28-year-old Rebecca Ullman of Hampton for felony eluding, an OWI, driving while suspended, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, interference with official acts for failing to maintain control, and several other charges. Ullman has posted bond and was released. And on Sunday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office cited 53-year-old Robert Smith of Hampton for interference with official acts, and then he was later released. From midday yesterday through midday today, the number of positive tests for COVID-19 in the Radio on the Go broadcast area increased by 40. Statewide, since the pandemic began, there have been almost 212,000 positive cases. 23 more recoveries were reported in the local area, and statewide, that number stands at over 116,800. The number of deaths in the broadcast area since the pandemic began stands at 109, and statewide, 2,205 people have died from COVID-19. As of today, there were 121 COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities in the state of Iowa. Since the pandemic began, almost 4,500 people in these facilities have tested positive for the virus, while over 1,000 people have died. In the broadcast area, Grand Gervonta has had 13 positive tests with no recoveries. The Hubbard Care Center has had 62 positive tests with 57 recoveries. And the Good Shepherd Health Center in Mason City has had 206 positive cases with 113 recoveries. On Sunday afternoon, the city of Iowa Falls issued a boil advisory for the entire community. This advisory is due to a pressure loss situation which occurred as the result of a substantial water main break near the water treatment plant and subsequent partial draining of the water tower. This pressure loss situation is believed to have been limited to one side of town. However, out of precaution, the advisory was enacted for the entire city. Bacteria samples will be collected Monday and Tuesday, and the boil advisory will be lifted when samples show the water is safe to drink. During its special meeting last week, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors discussed the latest regarding COVID-19 in the county. Masks are required to be worn when entering the courtrooms and the treasurer's and assessor's office. In other business, the Floyd supervisors went into a closed session to discuss strategy with counsel in matters where litigation is imminent, with no action taken by the board, and discussed a judicial branch IT system installation sign-off that would replace the conference system in the district courtroom, with the installation process still to be presented to the supervisors. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday at 9:15 a.m. will hold a public hearing on the status of funded activities for a mobile food pantry operation and will consider the 2021 holiday schedule. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors meet on Tuesday at 9 a.m., and that meeting will be made available to the public via conference call. Last week, the Hampton, Dumont, and Cal school boards held a joint meeting and discussed the instruction model to use on Wednesdays. The boards discussed limiting the number of spectators at middle school athletic contests to just the home team, with none allowed from visiting schools, and further discussed the district names and identity. No final decisions were made at the joint meeting of the Hampton, Dumont, and Cal school boards. On Monday, the Hampton City Council will consider a pay application for the retainage of the 2020 HMA Overlay Improvement Project. The Hampton City Council meets today at 6 p.m. at the Council Chambers, and that meeting will be made available to the public via Zoom. Also today, the Clarksville City Council will hold a special meeting and will consider approval of a resolution accepting the resignation of a city council member. The Clarksville Council will also consider approval of a resolution that will appoint a mayor. The Clarksville City Council's special meeting is today, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. On Monday, the Allison City Council will review a development agreement questionnaire for a tax rebate and grant for a possible new owner of Farmers Feed and Grain. In other business, the Allison City Council will review a resolution regarding the purchase of high-visibility T-shirts and high-visibility jackets for public workers, and will discuss the health insurance renewal plan for 2021. The Allison City Council meets tonight at 5:45 p.m., and that meeting will be available to the public via conference call. On Tuesday, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will receive a COVID-19 update and will consider a resolution establishing the 2021 holiday closures. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet on Tuesday beginning at 9 a.m. and will be available to the public via Zoom. The Iowa Department of Public Health recently announced that 108 water systems in Iowa have been awarded water fluoridation quality awards from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fluoridation is the adjustment of fluoride in drinking water to a level that is effective for preventing tooth decay. The award recognizes those communities that achieved excellence in community water fluoridation by maintaining a consistent level of fluoride in drinking water throughout the past year. Community water systems receiving the award in the broadcast area include those in Eldora, Garner, Hampton, Iowa Falls, and Mason City. With the announcement of top-charting country music artist Trace Adkins headlining the 2021 Franklin County Fair Grandstand Entertainment and the continued renovations going on at the Convention Center, the Franklin County Fair Board is preparing for what should be an exciting 2021 fair. Franklin County Fair Board President John Baltus tells Radio On The Go News how the board selected Adkins to headline the fair.
He was here back in 2003, I believe, and he drew a great crowd and put on a fantastic show. And we have an entertainment committee that works hard. I mean, they work from the day after a fair or even before for the next year's headliners and stuff. But they're a great group of guys and gals that work to search out some entertainment. And we also work with a variety of attractions kind of for help, too, as who's available and pricing and stuff like that. So it's an ongoing challenge. You know, being a smaller fair, it's hard to get big-name acts, but it's great to get Trace back.
The Franklin County Fair Convention Center renovations will continue through the winter months, and donations are still being accepted for the project. Baltus says come next spring, the Convention Center will have quite the upgrade.
Coming in from the west side, we'll have a canopy where you can drive under, get out, and drop off people there, some concrete parking. When you go inside, the main bathrooms will be redone with new fixtures in there. Office will be updated and redone. The current bar will be a small meeting room with a little kitchenette in and a single bathroom in there for small business meetings or whatever you'd want to rent it for. And in the main hall, there will be, this new ceiling, new walls, new lighting, new sound system. We're going to try to bring her back up to the 2020 time. And like I said, it's going to be a great facility for people to use.
Tickets for all grandstand shows will go on sale Black Friday at a special holiday price of $35 and will continue through December 31st. Tickets will be on sale at the fair office at franklincountyfair.com or by calling 641-456-2049. The cost of cybercrime continues to increase around the world. Iowa Falls Police Chief Wade Harkin tells Radio On The Go News places like the Social Security Administration, the Internal Revenue Service, and most law enforcement agencies will not call you and then ask for your personal information.
There are ways to hide IP addresses where phone calls are being made from a computer. There are programs out there to show, such as the Iowa Falls Police Department's calling someone, and they've dummied our number over what they're really using. And we have gotten some calls back that I received a phone call from the police department, and we've advised them that nobody called you from here, and someone just copied our number and made it look like that's what was showing up in a caller ID.
One report estimates that cybercrime will cause losses of $6 trillion worldwide in 2021. With your Radio On The Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting.